Frightened Rabbit mit Keep Yourself Warm auf Flux FM. Das war einer der ersten Songs von Frightened Rabbit, die wir hier hoch und runter gespielt haben, damals 2008 und 2009. Dieses Jahr ist ja mit Painting of a Panic Attack eine neue LP erschienen und die wird heute nochmal präsentiert bei einer ausverkauften Show im Lido. Der Sänger und Kopf der Kapelle, Scott, ist jetzt bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Aufnahmen zur Platte, über Aaron Dessner von The National, der die neue Platte ja produziert hat. Wir reden aber auch über die Wichtigkeit einer durchaus vorhandenen Geschwisterliebe innerhalb der Band und bequatschen noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich Hello and welcome again, Scott.
Hello, guten Tag.
Guten Tag,
Thank you,
Scott.
For having me back.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Always happy to be in Berlin.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Berlin is always happy to have you here as well.
We'll keep coming then.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So you've played a Cologne, I think in Cologne yesterday. How was that?
It was great. These shows have been selling out, which is fantastic news.
Yeah. Tonight's show is sold out,
and I think I have to thank your radio station for kindly playing our music, and it's great to have the support of the German people. It's fantastic.
I mean, and it's no problem for us to support you because we like your music. We don't have to force ourselves into supporting
you,
you know?
Great.
It's like, oh, do I really have to talk to Scott again? Is it really necessary? No, we love you guys. So thank you for coming back. And congratulations on that new LP. You guys did take a little break in between those last two records.
Yeah.
You did a solo kind of thing.
Yeah,
kind of
solo.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, so the end of the last album tour, I think we found ourselves a little bit washed out.
Sure.
You know, it was long, it was grueling, and which was a great thing because people were getting into the music. But after that, yeah, it was time to cleanse the palate a little and refresh things. So we took 6 months not thinking about Frightened Rabbit. It was very, very nice.
So, and you fell in love, went to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I did.
And then you started working on new songs there. Some people were afraid of a shiny, happy people surf LP by Frightened Rabbit.
No.
Like, I love the waves and the beaches.
I hate the beaches.
Could have happened. Could have happened, but didn't happen.
I don't like the sunshine.
Good.
I like darkness and rain.
Nice.
No, it didn't. You know,
I've read that the LA, that people were afraid of the fact that it might be a shiny, happy people LP that's going to be produced there. But LA kind of like depressed you more than Glasgow would.
The city itself can be overbearing. Yeah, absolutely. I don't find Glasgow depressing at all. And, you know, there was a sense of loneliness there. Of course, like, I loved living with my girlfriend. It was a wonderful place to be with her. You could leave the city and 1.5 hours be in the mountains by the ocean in the desert. But the city itself is, you know, exhausting, I think.
Because so many bands go to LA nowadays and they'd be like, yeah, I did this writing session in LA. And I'm always like, why do you go to that place out of all places? But I mean, in your case, it made sense because of the girlfriend thing.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, LA?
It's funny because like LA, obviously, you know, thousands of creative things come out of LA. Yeah. Great movies. There's some good music, art. But do you know, I think here in Berlin is a great example of a place where you can feel creativity.
Yeah.
You know, we're just walking around the city. You can't feel that in Los Angeles. I don't know. It's a closed door. I didn't ever get to open the door.
Yeah. So this was the last time that you've written in LA or...
Yeah, I think that's it for writing LA, yeah.
I've read that you do try different approaches to writing lyrics each time you start working on new material. And this time, your brother Grant, he had to like force you to get back into your modus operandi thing and then do
perhaps
it like you've always done it, basically. Or
in a way, yeah. I think what some of the battles that we went through on this album were figuring out what the point of our band is.
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to exist? Because at the beginning of the process, I wasn't sure if it needed to exist at all. And then I was writing sort of fictional narratives within songs, and essentially my brother came back to me and said, this is shit.
Write about yourself.
Yeah, or, you know, yeah, write about what you know and feel most deeply. And, and I think instead of feeling like I was going back and treading the same ground, I actually was just trying to find new ways of seeing the same thing.
Yeah, that's good, though.
I guess.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I really think that, I mean, when you're a creative person and you're working on art, you do have to try out new things, but there's this stylistic thing that you've developed over the years
you
can't just throw away
It's true. I think I think always making a new album, I've realized, is about, it's not about a big leap into electronica all of a sudden, like making Kid A Mark II. This is not something that I want to do. I think it's about small steps of progression. And yeah. I think this album did that for us.
Yeah. And I think that lyric wise, the topics that you sing about, and the fact that the band is called Frightened Rabbit, Painting of a Panic Attack is the title of the album. I mean, one can sense that it's necessary to have the band, you know, for you as a person and for the band itself. And because of all the topics, you have to get them out of your system.
Well, within the band, we've discussed this at length, you know, what, you know, why are we doing this? Do we want to do it anymore? And there always comes down to, well, you know, I think we've built our own little world, you know, and it's not. It's not cool. It's not like a sort of next big thing or anything anymore. I think that we just have a place that people enjoy coming to.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah.
What I love about Frightened Rabbit is the counterpoint thing that's happening. Like there's major chords and it's super,
always
super nice, happy sounding songs. But the lyrics are sad as fuck. Yeah. Let me just say it like that. But I mean, yeah. But what I want to know is, do you feel like a difference between audiences in non-English speaking countries to the audiences in England or America? Because I think that many Germans, they go to a Frightened Rabbit concert and they might leave happier than the
Americans. That's great.
You know what I'm saying? Because Germans, they love the melodies and they get into the lyrics a few months later, maybe.
Sure. Yeah,
you know?
That's okay. Well, this is the thing, is I've always wanted to have our songs be an open door. So if you just want to hear good melodies, that's cool. If you want to study the lyrics, that's also great, and find new layers. But I think I've found what's always surprised me is the music, the themes are sad.
Yeah.
But people at the shows, it's like they've been waiting to let this out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like I said, it's a place for people to come and be joyful about their sadness.
Yeah.
Open. It's like, we're all sad together.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
I've seen an interview where you describe it as this person on a party that's crying and dancing at the same time.
Yeah, right.
You can do that on your shows.
Of
basically.
Course. Please come
and
do
no,
that.
No one will blame you for that. They'll be like, you're in a perfect mood for a Frightened Rabbit show right now.
It's a safe place.
It's a safe place. Come on, let me give you a hug. Let's listen to another song of yours, and then we talk a bit more about tonight's show and more stuff. Frightened Rabbit mit Keep Yourself Warm auf Flux FM haben wir schon gehört. Deswegen geht's jetzt weiter mit Woke Up Hurting. Frightened Rabbit mit Woke Up Hurting. Ein Auszug aus der neuen Platte Painting of a Panic Attack. A genius title, by the way. I love the title of that record.
Thank you very much.
Because it's a record, you know? If there was something visually involved, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah,
but
that's
you know,
true. Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
listen something, which is a pain. You know what I'm saying. I love it.
I do.
Aaron Dessner hat die Platte produziert. Ein bisschen hört man das durch, dass der Mann von The National mit im Studio war. Mit den Schotten von Frightened Rabbit. Jetzt will ich aber zunächst nicht über Aaron Dessner sprechen, sondern über den Bruder von Scott, über Grant Hutchison, der ja Drums spielt bei Frightened Rabbit von Beginn an. Und die beiden haben ja, wie es so ist unter Brüdern, ein durchaus schon lebenslanges und spezielles Verhältnis. I've seen an interview with you guys, or with you, where you were interviewed by a junior journalist in the segment called Kids Interview Bands. I love that segment. I watch it with every band.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. And the girl was super nice.
Yeah,
she
asked
some super intelligent questions. And there's one story that I found out about that it's really interesting to me, and that's about you being a kid that was a frightened kid, a scared kid. You were easy to scare.
Yes.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
And you were so easy to scare that your parents decided to put your little brother into your room so he can watch out for you. And that's Grant, right? That's the little brother who's on tour with you.
Yeah,
still.
And that's funny because that dynamic still exists.
Yeah,
in a way.
I wanted to know about that.
You know,
that.
It's funny. Yeah, he doesn't seem to me like my little brother.
Yeah.
He feels older. He is a much more logical head. You know, okay, I'm artistic and creative, but kind of useless at life. And he's very, very good at life. And I think he's quite protective, and I do enjoy, you know, the fact that he is able to deal with things like business and money, and I just have no capacity for that.
That's good. That's good. And I can imagine that it must be cool to know that you can fall back on this character who's been around forever, who knows about your weaknesses.
Oh, for sure he does. Yeah.
That's, I think that's a big advantage when you're in a band and it's not just like buddies, and you know, you try to be the cool guy in the band. You don't have to do nothing of that. That's cool.
No, it's great, and I think hopefully it works both ways. I can help him to be more open and free with his life. Yeah.
Another guy who is pushing you to leave your comfort zone this time was Aaron Dessner. We've just mentioned him.
Yeah,
he was saying things to you while in the studio, like, "Don't try to sound too eager."
Yep,
that's what I read about.
It's true.
How does one react to something like that?
Well, yeah.
Don't try to fucking produce us too eagerly.
I don't know. He called our old records. He thought they sounded frantic, and I think they did. I think they did. There is this eagerness to please, and you know, listening back to some of the songs, I'm like, oh, they're too fast. Mm-hmm. And so he just calmed the whole process down. He thought a song should be allowed to breathe and be what it is, rather than taking a song that should be intimate and quiet and trying to elevate it into some epic thing.
Yeah.
He was just, you know, let's, you know, we don't need too many drums here. We're talking about cymbals.
Yeah, he doesn't like cymbals.
He doesn't like cymbals. And that's okay, because, again, it lets the song breathe and it lets space for other instrumentation and exciting parts. So, Aaron, although that does create some level of tension where you're like, I really want to put another guitar in there.
Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Okay.
Not happening.
So but I imagine it to be kind of hard to work with a guy like him, because, I mean, there's these producers who are really good behind the console. They know all the technical stuff that's going to happen, where the mics are going to be put and stuff like that. But they don't care about the composition. They'll just like, I'll make your song sound so good. You'll love me after the process. But I think Aaron Dessner, he knows so much about composition that he might be like, you sure about that? Minor chord?
Yeah.
Middle there?
Man, Aaron plays guitar or piano or some sort of instrument on every song on this record, and we couldn't stop him.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to stop him. We had a level of trust there. It was like, I love your records, man. He's an incredible musician.
Okay, cool,
so we were just like, yeah, play.
Yeah, cool. And I think one can trust him because he knows that things start to get funky when you leave pauses in them, right? That's the definition of funk. It's the pause.
Do you know, that's funny, because there was one song on this album, it's called Lump Street, and the original demo was too funky for him. He was like, that beat is not doing anything for me. And he just straightened the whole thing out, and we were kind of like, no, but we want to like bop our heads to this. And he was like, nope.
Start thinking about his background, you know. I'm saying Dessner seems like a German sounding name to me, and the way he works, it seems that there's a lot of German efficiency involved.
I think you might be right. Yes.
No, this bait doesn't do it for me. Just leave away the ghost notes. I don't like the ghost notes. It's not good for the song.
It's mathematical. It's engineering, isn't it? Yeah, totally.
What a great guy. So we've designed a board game for you, and you've found out about that via Twitter. Yeah, well, you can look at it, people out there. There's a board game that we invented. It's not in production yet, but maybe it's going to be one time.
Oh, we've got plans. Maybe. We have plans.
Maybe for the next Frightened Rabbit album, there's going to be a board game involved.
Yeah. So you see, within this board game, to fail is to win.
Yes. The Frightened Rabbit, he doesn't want to finish the game. He wants to wait until all the others have finished, and then he's safe.
That's absolutely what I would
do. It's genius, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that I really like about, or that I really like and that I would want to buy for Christmas, not just only the board game, but the knitted Frightened Rabbit hats that are on your website.
Handmade in Scotland. They're on our website. It comes with our, I believe it comes with our first album, Sing the Graves, which nobody knows about. So get a chance to listen to that. It's not very good, but that's okay. I'm really selling this package. The hats keep you warm, and very stylish colors.
Yeah, it's totally sweet. I'm going to order some of these hats.
Oh, man, I should have brought you one.
Oh, no, I'm going to order one. I want to support Frightened Rabbit with the money that I have. Okay, Scott, thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You're going to have a great show tonight. Say hi to the others.
And, I will.
We'll meet again.
Yeah.
I feel it now already.
I know it.
Yeah. It's not just about a feeling. It's knowing.
It's knowing. I know that
again.
I'll be back.
Okay, Scott, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.